was really hard. I hope the Chazara made it much clearer for those who were here. Today, the Chazara is a bit easier. So the first sugya that we learned about, again, we're still making our way through Perikin Anosha primarily, and of course Yoredeya, I guess you might call it secondarily. We're following the Seder of the Yoredeya, which I think is a requirement for the Smicha credit, but we try at least to see the primary sources primarily. Makes sense. Start the Gemaras and get to the Shulchan Aruch later. So the Gemara here in Masechta Chulin discusses the concept of a Kfela Aramo. A Kfela Aramo is a Anasadi Zion of an Aleph. Samchin and a Kfela Aramo. Because otherwise a Jew can't taste it because a Jew is not allowed to eat. Well, what if it's bad? This led to a whole discussion of the credibility of a Kfel Aramo, which is discussed at the very beginning of Siman Tzadikas. Last week we spoke about Sif Beis primarily. That goes back to Sif Aleph. Out of order in the Shulchan Aruch, but certainly in order from the perspective of analysis. And the Kfel discussion really divides into, I would say, three parts. And we'll try to discuss the three parts one after the other. The first part is, well, why is it Kfel Aramo believed? What's the nature of his credibility? So we have here in Tosfos one line, even though he's a Haramoi, he's a Kfel Sheker, but Yafsin Anuso. Okay. This is, as we saw in the Gila Sefer, this is the one and only source throughout Shas. It's not even a Shas, it's the Tosfos. Of this famous concept, which we know, Uma Lomarum Nose, which we use for doctors and Hilchos Taras and Mishpacha. And don't tell me, he says, you have a raya from the sugya in Yuma about doctors with respect to fasting and Yom Kippur. And though there, all the doctor can do is create a suffix. Once he creates a suffix, so suffix is one of the fascists, we have to eat. But here in the Kashrut, the suffix is not enough. It has to be Vadai, Hilchos Nida. So this only source for it is here. That's important to know. And it's interesting. And everyone agrees with Tosfos, because we saw another Ashita is, no, totally different. Mesiach lefi tumo. You get the Kfela, and you just ask him, and this is how it's later, presented later on by the Achronim, that you don't ask him about Kashrus, because in Kashrus you may want to lie, to goof you up, who knows what, or maybe you won't take it seriously, who knows what. But you ask him Mesiach lefi tumo for cooking instructions. I'm a professional cook. I want to cook something. I want to make sure it doesn't have a taste of milk, it doesn't have a taste of fat, etc., etc. So the Mesiach Lefi Tumo. The Rambam mentions neither of them. Neither. Doesn't mention Mesiach Lefi Tumo, doesn't mention that he's a special Uman, garnished. Any guy is believed according to the Rambam. The Rajba, in Torah Sabai, and here in Kiddush a little bit, says, as opposed to the Rambam says, neither. The Rajba says, either. Either one or the other, they both work, accepts either of those two possibilities. And the Rosh, as understood by some, actually requires both. Against the Bechut Nerav Vodasek Rishuni says both? Cannot both. Either you rely on his expertise as Mesil Lefituma. And no, there are those who say, no, you cannot have both. How do you have both? Well, you say you're an expert. Are you an expert? Yeah, I'm an expert. Well, what do you say about my cooking instructions for my cooking class? So you have the advantage of the expertise, and you have the advantage of Mesiach Lefi Tumo. He doesn't know that what he's saying has halachic relevance. Right. Obviously, the Mechut in hell, that's still not Sakom Mesiach Lefi Tumo. Even if it has culinary relevance, it's not Mesiach Lefi Tumo. Not everyone uses the Mechut. Okay, so there are five different views, just to make things very short, in terms of what is the nature of the credibility of the Kfela Aramo. Again, just briefly, so you have two major strands, either Uma Lomar of Nase, or Mesiach Lefi Tumo. So you have one, let's call them A and B. You have A, you have B, you have A, neither A nor B, either A or B, or A plus B. That's just in an outline form. All five sheets exist. Okay? Having said that, we'll call it the basic structure, let's understand some of the whys. Like, why? Why is it? So let's analyze it a little bit. So as far as the first one, A...
Who's Rabbi saying
holds just Mesilat Lefitumah? That's how I read the Rush. When I presented it the first time, I said the Rush out that way. That's all he says. I'm fully aware now that those who claim that he also requires fail. He never said it, but, you know, I think the Rush is ambiguous on this.
And how's everybody like
Rashi? What does Rashi say? Kfela?
The Rush quotes Rashi.
The Rush quotes Rashi. What does Rashi say? So again, lefitumah. Again, the fact that Rashi quotes a nachtum leads some to say, you need both. The answer Rush also says you need both. But when the Rush presented it, at least initially, I didn't get that impression. So, yeah.
Wasn't someone on the Rambam that way?
Yes, some of the Rambam that way too. Again, it doesn't matter all that much. We'll see soon how much this leads us to Lemaisa. But there are five possibilities, okay? There may be a few we show them and not exactly show which way they end up. But there's certainly these. So if you'll say it's Kfeila alone, you have the big nafkamina, the Kol HaTorah Kula, Umala Maram Nasi. As we said, this is really the only source. If, on the other hand, it's based on something called Mesiach Lefitumo. The obvious question is raised by the Shach. Gewalt. Mesiach Lefitumo does not apply to a din de oraisa. That's the Mefurash and Gemara Mesechta Yomamis. And it only works with respect to Eidus Isha. Why? Because Eidus Isha is a Milsa Davida Ligluye. So the guy walks back, the guy who said he's dead, walks in to Bez. It's not going to be pretty for the aid who said otherwise. So that's the Shach's question. How in the world does Mesiach Lefituma work when we know that it's a Shas Arucha, it's a Beferish Gemara? Oh, I'm sorry, it's a Baba Kama. I understand. It's a Baba Kama, not Kuf Yudalit. And Doi Mesiach Lefituma, Neman, Bisha Torah, Beis Isha Levat. Because, a compilation of reasons, Chomer Vesofa, Kelet Vesofa, I'm not going to the Chazaguda right now. And here, we're talking about a Shaila of a Doraisa. That's the Shach's Kasha in Simen Tzadi. Ches, Sif, Koton, Beis. How do you get out of that problem? So, the Prichosh and the Vilna Gaon make this following comment. Why is our situation better than the simple situation of Mesiach Lefitumo? Why is it better? It should be the same thing. So the answer is, this is better for the following reason. Because it's immediately discoverable. Immediately, right, boom. As soon as you taste it, after the guy said there's no taste of chalif, you taste there is chalif, that's much more immediate than the case of the glory of Avida Leguya, the case of Meis Baila. Meis Baila, let's say the guy is just imagining things, he doesn't really know what he's talking about, he'll be exposed as a liar. When's that going to happen? If it happens at all. The guy will show up 10 years later, who knows when. Right. This is an immediate discovery, and that's why here it is a superior nemonis, on the one hand. On the other hand, the Prima Gadim and the Mishpat Zosov is exactly the reverse. You have different svaras which are working in opposite directions, which is, you know, we're used to that already. We're used to that. So again, on the one hand, over here in this case, we should say that if he's lying, he'll be discovered immediately, miyad. That's why it's better. On the other hand, taste is a matter of taste. Forget that expression. It's not if dead or alive. That's black and white. Taste. The guy can always weasel out and say, you tasted it. I didn't taste it. I'm not a liar. I just didn't taste it. Are you an expert? Yeah, okay. Expert, have a bad day. I didn't taste it. It's something very subjective. And therefore, he can weasel out of it. That makes our situation even inferior to the general situation of expertise. I'm a big expert, yeah, but he'll say, no, you don't taste it. He's wrong. Go prove me wrong. I say, you don't taste it. Whatever. You guys have done whatever. That's the case, maybe. There's a whole joke about the guy that says, Nifsa Mechila's Kelev. Right? And you give it to a Kelev, and the Kelev eats it. He's ruining your psychol. That Kelev is a machmir. You don't say that. So that's why it's possible to quote the Prima Gordon, and that's why I say Pshat Neshach that way too, in a combination of factors.
Which Prima Gordon was that?
I'm sorry?
Which Prima Gordon was that?
Mishpah Sozov. Okay, I forgot. So every line, it's somewhere in here. Take it from me. It's Choshek Tzas Gili Milso. I'm talking now, the words, Mishpah Sozov. Sitkon Beis, towards the end, he says as follows, Sas Gili Milsa, before he writes, he says that, Akum lo mirtas, shiyuchal ishamet loma lo rigashti atam, lo rigashti b'tam. I didn't taste it. If you're seeing what I'm looking at, it's a very long sitkon. This is, let's see, at the very end, it's, three quarters through, I would say some cousin days. If you have some prints of different paragraphs, this paragraph begins with the words Kosav Odatas. If you have that in big print as I do, that's where those two lines come from. Okay? So these are all very important points in discussing a little bit of the background. Now we started off just giving the plain structure. Is it A? Is it B? Is it A? Is it neither? Is it either? Is it both? We spoke about all those possibilities. But in terms of the whys, which is a little bit more of the background, that's what we just spoke about a little bit right now, to give a little bit more explanation of these important matters. Okay, but again, we're only going through some of the basic sources. Can't read everything again inside. That would be to take us another few weeks. Try and discuss some of the highlights. Try if I can give you some of the better Maramakomas so I can find them. But these are the fundamentals of this sukkah. Okay? Good. So far so good? So far so good. Okay. This is the beginning. Fine. But now that we've explained this, we have to analyze for a moment in what particular case, in fact, is the Kfela Arama Samchina na Kfela? What do I mean? Samchina na Kfela. Sounds like, offhand, it's a leniency, right? Am I correct? The word samchina, akfela sound, like it is a leniency. The problem is that according to Rashi, in fact, it may not be a leniency at all. What does Rashi seem to say? Well, we have shishin. And then, even though the shishin, we still have to ask the kfela, maybe he tastes it anyway. Comes out according to the Ran points this out already. According to Rashi, maybe we should see the Ran inside. Always look a little bit more on the Rishona. When the Ran criticizes the Rashi, take a look, please. Fela, here we go. On page Sadi Tess. Bottom of the right. So, just a little relief. Vazeloka Divri Rashi, Shekosav, Kolisun Shabbatar B'Shishin, V'hu debat kinei v'lo yoev tamo. Mash v'de svile, ki amina v'sam kinei nakfeila, hayna v'de ika shishim. When the shishim is left, that's a kfeila, he's around. No, he's not around, he can be making. V'lo b'chuvar, to me darmina v'sam kinei nakfeila, mash v'de l'kula sam kinei le. Fit v'av eno bo elo, lesser. It's called hecha de ika shishim, yileka kfeila v'aray shari. So therefore, he thinks Rashi is not correct. So the question becomes, when are you so on the kfeila? It's very nice. He does. He thinks that Rashi is not right. But what is right? What is right? So you might say, well, there's no shishim. We know for a fact there's no shishim. But shishim is only an estimate. Remember the Ran said, it could be 10, it could be 20, 60 is the outside. So maybe it's that kind of a case. We know 10%, 5%, 2%, we know it's above Shishim. We'll give it to the Kfeil, it doesn't taste it, it's put there anyway. The Ran does not say that. The Ran says, just one line above, Inami, she'eino neyodin shir o'isa nimov. We don't know. We just don't know. We don't know. What if we do know? Well, a little bit earlier, discusses this question. He says, "Kol hecha de guf ha'isa nimcha lo tzrichin lekfela." Why? The ikar shishim below kfela shari v'leka shishim. Here's the kilon in the ram. Afilu yom lekfela the leka timer. Also, anyway. So the Ran says that the kfeila only works when it's only what we call a plato, or if it's nimoach, we're not sure if it is shishim or no shishim. But if we are sure that there is no shishim, the kfeila will not help us. Okay? So the Ran, it's better than, actually, I forget the word better. More lenient than Rashi. Rashi has only the chumra, but according to the Ran, it's not so great either. Because according to the Ran, if we know for a fact that the 2% of the stuff got mixed in, then the kfeila will not help us. Will not help us. As it comes out. Okay. But the two cases where it will help us. Either it's only plato, or we're not sure. Or it's not sure. On the other hand, if you look in the Tosis, it sounds like that no. Shishim will know it'll work, or a kfeila will work, even if it's, we know for a fact it's 2%. That's what the Torah says. He quotes the name of the Ri. Tosfos says they'll be on Tzadi Tes without mentioning the Ri by name. Take a look at both sides. Tosfos Tzadi Tes Siman Aleph Ella. What did I say? Banatosis. No, it works. Tosis is the best. Right. Tosis works even if it's, we know for a fact it's 5% tarfus it mixed in. If he doesn't taste it, it's put there anyway. That which the Ran says, no, we're going in descending order of Qumran. Mm-hmm. Rashi is the biggest machla. Then you have the Ran, it's called from the Ramban. And then you have Tosis. They have Tosfos. Okay, so we're making some progress here about saying this front. Okay. This is what it says. So we have so far, we might call it three separate opinions in terms of the case of what case does it work? Fine. So we're supposed to be three matters. We discussed, first of all, the technical stuff, right? The A, B, or one, or A or B, or either or neither or both. Then we discuss some of the alumnus behind it. The idea of Umma and Abam Rasa being a very important factor in and of itself, which works even beyond our case, works in neither other situations. And we spoke about the possibility of our case being better with Avida Ligluye immediately. On the one hand, being worse because it can get out, it's a little subjective. We have to combine the Mesil Levitum. And then we spoke about when the Kfeila works, Rashi, we had the Ran, and then we had Tosfos. Right? So far, now after all this, it's Tosfos Lashon Hara. It's all background, right? So what does the Mechaber say? What's the bottom line? So the Mechaber says, Yitamenu Goy, Im Omer She'ein Bo Tam Chelev, O Omer She'yesh Bo Tam, El She'pog Mutter. Fine. The Tzorach Shlo Yedah She'somchen Alov. Now he throws in the word Goy. Doesn't say anything about a Nachtum. Sounds like he's doing straight with what? The Siach Lefi Tumo. But we call that B, not A. Not A or B, not A plus B, not neither A nor B. He seems to be a B man. He quotes Messiah, that's all he quotes, right? The Pashab Shad the Machaba. Messiah Lefitumo. Fine. Min Bimino, Akfel won't help. Shishim. If there's no Goy, then you have Shishim. Oh, this is what I might have mentioned to you before. The Pashab Shad in this Machaba, like the Rambam, is that if there is a guy around, you are required to have the guy in. You shouldn't just start to take a calculator. You must ask the guy first. Right? So the Rambam, who's the biggest maker on the one hand, by saying any guy works, doesn't matter if he's an expert, he's the biggest machmir in another sense. He said, if there's a guy around, you can't just rely on Shishi. Not everyone agrees to that. Well, I think most people don't agree with that. They say, they always just have shishim if you know the shishim. Okay, that's another important point that we mentioned earlier. Okay, fine. But the Mechaber quotes it, so it's hard to go against the Mechaber. Says the Ramah, well, if you're the Ramah, maybe you can't go against the Mechaber. What did Ramah say? Hey, no again, Akshav, the smoke, I'm going to Misharan HaKol B'Shishim. Forget about this, Misharan HaKol B'Shishim. So writes the Ramah. Okay, why not? Why not? Why are you going against the Gemara? So Rabbi Kivega has this fancy pshat. You gotta love it. His pshat is because you can't make everybody happy. Right? You can't make everybody happy. We said all the sheep before. Fret the Mata Yonason. Why can't you? Get two goyim. Get goy A and goy B. A will be a kfeila without Mesil Lefitumo. B will be a Mesil Lefitumo. Without Kvela, and you're all set. So I asked you, what if you need both? I said, well, so you can say, what do you mean? Get stomach Kvela, and then the Kvela and Sikh Kvitumo. But according to the Mechutin, those two are contradictory. So that's why I said, maybe you have to need a third guy. What? One Kvela only. Mesil Lefituma only, I want both. That's just my whole suffer. That's what I want to talk about. In any event, that's a kashya of the Kivek, yes.
Why again can you just have one Mesil Lefituma, one Kvela?
Yeah.
Go in because both.
Well, if you need both, the question will be is it only credibility if both are built into one person?
Yeah.
Ah, you're right. The Matan didn't hold that way. He said, come on, that's ridiculous. It's either this Lumbus or that Lumbus. And even though you may want to have both, just to cover both your bases, now you need intrinsically need both. But it's not so partial. I'm not sure. Right? We have to assume that Rashi wasn't more about covering bases. He became more before all the bases. And if he says you need both, so you need both intrinsically, not just as a mission of strength. If Rashi held, right? I'm saying. Again, I'm not, why argue with the honest? He held that two is enough, and I was just doing a new suggestion. I didn't see anywhere to pick it up. Maybe you need three. Yes. Why need three? Rashi says, open the Rashi again. Rashi says, on Sadi Zayin Omur Aleph, Kvela, Nachtel Ove Kachovit, Vashminim Mutl Smoch Alov the Fituma. So there were those who said, Pshana Rashi, he's both a Nachtel, which means a Dafka, an expert, a baker, and all says, really Fituma. And then the Mechutin, the Boris of Gashun, that can't be. That's a contradiction. Oxymoron, they call it, tied to the sastra. Can be both. So, he looked Rashi differently, obviously. Nachtam is lavdafka, nachtam means that. That's a translation of the word. That's what that Buddha's like, we shouldn't say. Rashi's a translator. Right, this is before Jastrow. Just digitalized. Jastrow, I saw a whole piece about it. Rashi became before Jastrow. So he just translates the word Fela's Nachton, which is a little translation. But the guts of it is only Mesil Lefituma. That's how he's going to learn. Because you can't have both. But others say, no, you can't have both. Maybe Dafka have both Betoros Vadai, not Betoros Suffolk. So having each one's only a half won't add up. That's my aura for the world. You need three instead of two, but again, no one said like me, so I'm just, not that I saw anyone. Fine. Anybody's measurable, Chish. Good. Fine. So now, Abosai, the Ramah says, that's a Rabbi Kiv Egas pshat in the Ramah. That's a Mati Onis's Kasha, 2, 3, Akasha. All right, Akasha. Fine. Now, the question becomes,
Debbie?
Yes.
Was there anybody that said that you need Dafka Fela and Dafka not by Sinti Pitom? Was there anybody that actually passed him that way?
That's what? A kfeila, but they say cannot be Mesil Levitum.
No,
it's not a chesor. It just can't be.
It's
less
likely for him to lie, because if you know him, it's just
you need kfeila who's not Mesil Levitum. Exactly. That's what Rav Goshuna says. You need kfeila who's not Mesil Levitum. That's why Shaina finds Mesil Levitum, Shaina finds kfeila. Whatever, either way, he holds you can't have both at the same time.
Why doesn't kfeila be Mesil Levitum and a kfeila is not Mesil Levitum?
A kfeila mesiach levitum is a contradiction. We don't view as a mesiach levitum. That's what I want. You won't consider mesiach levitum. That's not what Rosh Hashanah said.
I thought he just
said that's a mesiach levitum. No. It's a mesiach levitum. It's one or the other. That's what he says. Look at the parentheses. It's in the parentheses in the shach. The chutani. Okay. Good to be married into good families. You're going to get quoted by the shach, you know. Yeah. All right. Fine. Rabbi Kiv Egas has another point where he says, wait a minute, the whole reason why Mesil Levituma alone is not enough. You can't trust him for Daraisa. It comes with the Rabbanon. Maybe we should trust him. And he said, the Rabbanon, we should trust him. The whole reason the Shach's Kash is only comes with Daraisa, we don't trust him. But what about it? The Rabbanon. The Rabbanon, we really should be trusting him. So it would appear from the Rabbi Kiv Egas. I would agree to that. Well, you open up the Shulchan Aruch if you have it in front of you. Okay. If you look here, you get an impression you never, ever, ever rely upon a kfeila. If you look a little later on, end of the Siman, Siman Sadiches, very end. Almost the very end. The Rambam said Ches. That's what's called Milsa Abil the timer. I feel the Be'elef, lo batal. That the Shach Sekhan Chavtes, with Yisav Eter Ha'aruch, as a din de Rabbana. It's a din de Rabbana. And he goes on and saying, from Yisav Eter Ha'aruch, in any Yodua Magishim Tamalo, Mata Bichagad, and was a Ruah Gamato, Lachila Lagoy Mesiach Lefituma Adkan. Why? The two go together. Behold, it's a din de Rabbanon. Agav. I mentioned this last Thursday. How can it be the Rabbanon? Be you taste it? So we said, less than Shishim, it's not called Choshev enough. That was the from the Yad Yehud and other, the Gila Sefer. Okay, so it's a din de Rabbanon. What's the Rabbanon? So then you say that Mesiach Lefitumo is credible. It is credible. Take a look at Gilya Marshall, right here. Okay? Not only you rely on Mesiach Lefitumo, you can also rely on the Kfeila without Mesiach Lefitumo. Either or. Behind the Kanye shows a Mishishin. Abu Pogos Mishishin. Gam be the Rabbanon lo samchinon. We don't rely on it. Kiv Egas says, "Lefi zeh, Isa the Rabban and the Mahani Bechol Makal Lefi Tumo, Hoyolon Alahata Bekfela, Messiah Lefi Tumo. Why not? Even if it's only, even if it's 2%. Below by the Hashim Lashitas Rashi, to below Shishal Mahani Tima. I can't be. Can't be. Why can't? And it could be. Why can't it be La Halacha? Tim Kane, Kamal Timas Yisrael Amani. The Shach said it does work. So the Gilead Masha is against Hakos of Kiveg. Father and the son. Okay, well, okay. Different opinions on this interesting matter. Fine. Fine. Here we have Timas Yisrael. What's the case of Timas Yisrael? So the Shach explains to you here. It's if caught on hay, for example, timas basar or cholov, kavet snow, is it fleshing, is it a little bit of sanak? That's where Yisrael comes in. That comes in. What's amazing is the mechaber passed like the Rak the Rambam. If it's a goy, you have to ask a goy. I never heard anybody asking a goy. So I think the answer is that Rambo disagrees. Either Rambo just says a psach l'chumra, no, the Prima Gunam explains, since we cannot rely upon a kfela, ends up being a suffix, the Rabbanon, she'ev shalivar, she'ev shalivarure. That's what the Prima Gunam writes. Therefore, we never ask a god. Not l'kula, not l'chumra, nothing. She'ev shalivarure.
That makes it worse.
What do you mean makes it worse? We don't ask a god. If it's Shishim, we're matter without asking the guy against the Rambam. Less than Shishim, we're not going to rely on the guy. So the guy has no role to play. That's what comes out. Oh. Now, a final point on this kfeila. Let's take a longer than I thought, but that usually happens. Final point. The following situation. This idea I just told you is found in the Prima Gonin. Here it's the Shisif Seidas, Sifkot and Dalid. He says as follows. Af lahachmer sheishishim ain't an ogle apple there to go. Why? I told you the who I did, I think it's a typo, I think. Tarehu, suffer the rabbana lochoshel lididan efshel verure. Because we don't trust the goy, so it's the Efshel Verure. That's what it says. Now, the Rabbos said, the bottom line, how do we pask it? So let's open the Chavos Das for a moment. It's a cotton base. Chavos Das says he wants the paskin, that will be the sheet that we call the Ramban and the Ran, that we saw a few minutes ago. The Ramban and the Ran say that if there is, for a fact, Mamashis, 2%, and the kfeila is not going to work at all. How do you find this? Here we go. The Sifkon Beis has two lines. The Shach that you line to Yimas Yisro. Omnem Nire, Zel Davka, Ksheisiru ha'isa misham, ve'enshem ala tamo, avos shaguf ha'isa muruf, he'noag in lismach atim ha'klal, as you see from what? Simen kuf, siv beiz, gabe gid, ksheinimoach be'inan shishim, after mevadeh b'gib and osin tam. Finished. So Chavos Das is in effect pastening, that we call the Ramban and the Ran, based on what it says in Simen kuf, siv base. Question is, what do you mean? What do you mean? So you're going to tell me we only rely on the goy when you pull the Yisra out? So the Ran said. The Ran said to the Beferish. No! Read what the Mechaber said. Read what he said. Just read the words of the Mechaber. Yisra shen is are beheter, min mishen amino, chelev shen is are bebosa, itamenu goy. Says there's no time, so in it it's going to be mutter. Mutter. There's no goy in shishim. Even without shishim. This pasuk is even if you know for sure there's no shishim. So Bechama says not to the pasuk like the Ramban and the Rav. He says the pasuk like Tosfos. The reading is the Torah quotes him. So therefore, it comes out the Chavos Das. Again, this is for quoting from the Yad Yehuda primarily. It's not correct. Ah, because before Sharia. Gid. Before Sharia. Black and white. That's the Chavos Das is Raya. The Yad Yehuda is a very fascinating Nekuda. Worth repeating. From the Rambam. Min b'mina requires Shishim. So writes the Rambam. The Gemara says so. So, but why? So the conventional wisdom is Zeru up to Shenamina. We saw it in the Rosh Simon Lavazai. But the Rambam has a different formulation. When the Rambam explains this din, this is his words of the Rambam. He says, I call Ostra Chayavid Dover Ostame Otsem Miuto. The Otsem Miuto. Then it's not considered to be Veloyia Dover Choshev She'enu Omedes. Sometimes it's 60, sometimes it's 100, sometimes it's 200. That's amazing. Mimish Shein Aminu is Mutter if it's less than 1 in 60. You know why? The fact that you cannot taste it, if it's more than 160, in other words, it's 40 to 1, that's 60 to 1, the fact that you cannot taste it indicates Otsa Miuto, how little it is. Normally, we say, Shishi, but if it's 2%, 3%, you can't taste it, that's also called Otsa Miuto, that's why it's mutter. However, when it comes to Min Bimino, the fact that you don't taste it proves absolutely zero. Absolutely zero. So then, there's only one Otsa Miuto. It's quantitative. Less than 1 in 60. That's the din of Otsa Miuto. That's the case. We rejected the proof from the case of Gidan Hashem. That's Min Bimino. So that's why we say 60 is the magic number. But Min Bishen Amino, want the Poshim Shah and Mechabli Paskin against the Ramban and the Ram, and Timas Yisrael would work in all cases. If to say that beautiful cool, I think it's such a right part, the Yehuda at the end of the last minute, he backs out. Still should go on the Kfeli Yisrael. You know why? Maybe he'll botch it. He won't taste it, the other guy will taste it. See, after all this, we came out with, Chazal put it somewhere, we came out with nothing. But no sugya. But it's an important sugya nonetheless. Good. Adkan Chazar of part one, which took much longer than I thought. Let's still get to the next inyan. So the first next inyan is right here in the first words of the Mechaber. How do you define Mimimino and Mishenimino? The very first words out of the pen of the Mechaber, Duchas Taruvus, is the Shinesar, the head of Mimimino, can go on Chelem Shtaim and Bus, stop, full stop. Is the Vilna gone? Wrong. Wrong. Chelem. First words out of the gross pen. Rule. Aval Aran Kosev Shul Min Bimino. And he based on the Gemara of Kuv Gimel. Okay. Yeah, if you look at the parentheses, he says, well, Prichodesh claims that's only according to Rabbi Yehuda. I don't understand it. No one's still explaining it to me from last time. I thought that the Vilna Gaon was right. He's told there about Shishim. I don't see what the Prichodesh means. I don't understand it. But if you can explain it to me, I'm still happy to quote you. Okay? So, but what are they fighting about? Is there a fight or is there no fight? That's the question. Are these people arguing or they're not arguing? That's what we saw in the beautiful Sefer Megillah Sefer, is a whole analysis of this. Is there a fight over here or is there no fight over here? That's the question. Sure, sounds like there's a fight because there are those who claim, no, not at all. There is a fight. And both is the Mimimino, the Mishenamino. What's going on over here? So the Prichodesh says there, Chalukim B'tamim Ksas. Great. So he wants to suggest there that there's no argument really. You can taste them if you are blindfolded and they give you a piece of meat, a piece of chelem, then you can taste them. But if you mix them together, you can't taste them. They're too close to each other. If that's the case, then there's no dispute if that is correct. if that is correct.
That's defining in Amina.
So then it'll be defined as long as you can taste it, Shein Amina. And but you really when the Ran said how should I say it? If you take a look in the Prichodesh, you get the impression that there's a little difference in taste when you taste them separately. If you mix them together, you cannot tell. Right? So therefore, we want to try to be the lush of the Prichodesh is Av Shesh Ksat Shinui Tam Eno Kokach Shinui. Right? And therefore, it's not considered to be Min Misha'en Omino. Whereas others say no. And according to Kitta Shulchan Aruch, we said, Machlokas Gedoli. Machlokas Gedoli. And we said they will go like the Prichodesh, because there's some change between Basar and Chalif. And the Machabah seems to consider to be a big distinction. Or maybe he holds Tolly Yishma from last week's year. Okay? And then the Shach. To the Basar Shamein and Chelez Min Bimino, and the Prima Gadim says the Basar Shamein is Min Bimino with Basar Kachosh. What does that mean? It's in between. It's in between. So it's a question, therefore, of degree. How much of a change is considered a change? It could be, as like the Baal HaMoreh said in Pesachim, that it's a change, but not to the original. You don't taste Chelez, he says, well, this meat tastes funny. Funny. It's to say chelevi? I don't know, it tastes funny. That's the Baal HaMoreh's case, which is to say Tom Kiko or not, the rabbi thought he was wrong. And the Taz, the Daf Achron says, even the Rambo said, you follow Shema, didn't mean that, he only meant this kind of situation where the Tom is called only a tiny little bit, and therefore it's really not considered to be Nosin Tom. The Rabbanan said, it's called Mishma. It's also Mimishen Amino, otherwise not. The Shach doesn't like the whole thing, it's Kutras Achron, as the case may be. And, as we mentioned last week at some length, it could be that the idea of Tam Ki Iker has to be done with Choshev. Not enough that you taste it, because not Niko Yisek Kipshuto, because you can't separate it. That's what's suggested. Fine, so there's no dispute whether these things are Mimbimino, Mimishen Amino, Ksas Shinoi. Maybe only if they're separate. If it's a third kind of taste, it's not considered to be choshev. And that's a discussion. Before we get to the main, what I want to be the main topic of today's chazar, is one other nekuda which is found here in the Taz at the very beginning of the siman. It says about you have to give it to a goy. Okay? Why can't a Jew taste and spit it out? So it calls the drisha. You taste and spit it out, you will not have a good taste. You won't be able to, you won't get the full taste of the item, you spill it out. But if you could, it would be okay. The Makom Safik, it's Mutter, he says. Then he quotes Tainus the Makom Vadai. The Shach disagrees with the whole Taz. Ivan's arrived from the case of Mora back in Simon Ben Beis. No, there's different. Number one, there's the majority tastes bitter, which makes it kosher. And some say it's kosher even if the Mora is removed. Not if it's trefus now. But otherwise not. That's a big machlokes. Now, fascinating. There's a rivosh. The Taz quotes a prima gomna. And that's Taz quotes the rivosh right over here. It's hard to be make on the shab. But let's first see a little bit more. There's a rivosh. Well, based on the Rivash. What did Rivash say? So the Mishpat Zozov, Sitkon Beis, quotes Rivash to Meresh Peches Mavua, Diaf Bolea Upolate is the Rabbanan. The Rabbanan. The Rabbanan, there's room to be somewhat lenient. Yes, the Kasha, though, why is it the Rabbanan? You pass from the Kuv Gimel, you'll need Hanoas Meyav, it's enough to have what? Hanoas Grono. Hanoas Grono. And here you do taste it. Your palate does taste it. You put food and you spit it out. Your palate does taste it. So, Baruch Hashem, the Megillah Sefer, yes, it's kasha. The Prima Gadol makes the kasha. It's a very nice terrace. The Gemara in Afkuf Gimel is Ochel Kedarko. Interesting case over there. He eats it, and then he spits it out. And then throws it up. He's making. Then there's no Hanos Grono. But the Achil itself was normal. But here, when he's Talmud Pola, that's not Shalok Kederach Achiloso. That's not normal. You ask the Kasha, how do we pass in the Machlokas, the Taz, and the Shach? Always with Kasha. You take a look at the Pischei Tshuva. Here is Sukkot on Aleph. He's the one who quotes all the various Achronim. They seem to pass like the Shach. Le Chumra. That's a question of toothpaste. The toothpaste question. Someone wanted to say, you have to have kosher toothpaste. And I thought that Meshach Meshnit was right. It's quoted by the OU. It's Nifso Me'achila. Nifso Me'achila, as we're going to come up soon in our bones discussion, is not considered to be a Michael. And forgive the jump again. No Akshere when you're spitting it out. So therefore, we thought that Meshach Meshnit was right. Even though Rabbi Belsky Zal says the other way around. He says it depends upon how they're made with the various ingredients. If it's more than 50% of tarfus, he wouldn't apply this rule. Okay?
That's even with being machmir. It's just a reason. Not to do with the fact that you're maybe bakel on te'ima.
No.
It's a separate reason.
Okay. So now we get to what I wanted to really talk about today, which is the Ramah here in Sif Dalet. This to me is an important, really important topic. Halacha l'maaseh. Sif Dalet. The Ramah writes in Siman Tzadiches Sif Dalet. Watch this. The 64,000 on the question over here is what kind of din is this? A din de Rabbanan or a din de Rais? And that's what I want to talk about now. To me, this is very critical, as we'll see for obvious reasons as we'll get to. Where did it come from, this din? Two places, from Mordechai and from the Rokeach. Okay? He says, that's in the Tov Shin Mem. Okay? And the Isur v'Heter. On the side of the Ramah, it says it's the two. My version is on the side, some is in the parentheses. Okay, fine. If you look at the Machzis HaShekel right over here, on the spot, he quotes from the Kresi of Plesi. Plesi, Sekon Vav, says in Mikoach HaMayim Miskalka LaMachal in Tzorach Lita B'mayim V'shari, right from Kliya B'lula V'Yisra Shetetar V'Sharkenim Shal Heter, to Bot La'afagav Shiochel Ha'ishol Kelim, Ha'gola Ha'vidomah She'en La'matiri, it's more than just Tamar Tzos. We ruin the whole thing. Fibigonim says, well, Yesh Vachalik Beneim, Kanuk and Makar Iser. And the Gilead Marshal is right over here, nearly the Midor Isu, based on the Rana Mesef to Sukkah. Okay. Sukkah is different. There you can see right away. There you can't see right away. You have to put in water to have it rise. Okay? We saw the Ravan as a Lashon, quoting said, the mitzvah to Mamayim Karim, mitzvah. See, clearly the place he is right. And the Ramah, the Mordechai says, tzorich. Tzorich is also to be understood in that fashion. You have to do it, right? You have to do it. Does it mean, it's lechatchila? More than that, the Ramah says, ki'ilu makira. It's not really makira. Fine. I said it right, and I found it later in the Megillah Sefer. From the Shachetz of Kon Vav, quotes the Isur v'Heter Ha'aruch, Min Mishen Omino Yovesh V'Yovesh is B'Shishin. Not like the Rosh explained the Shem Yavashlam. No. Because, quote, Shenik V'Dovash Yesh Lo Takona, the Yochol Ktsas L'Hakir Ha'Isur L'Asira. U'Mikol Makom Botul Shabbat B'Shishin, the Me'achash Shukol Kach Mu'at. Ein of Motzo, Nikra Shapir Dovish Ein Takana. That's it. This is the Shita. It's potla b'shisha b'daraisa, even though you could get out of it, it would be called the tachbula. And the Shach quoted, he didn't pass the whole thing, but this svar he didn't reject. Fine. There is another opinion. Dake Moshe, in Sifat Kuf Ses and Klat Aleph, quotes two divergent opinions on min b'shen min yavish b'yavish. The Torah holds, it's potla b'rof. Not Nika, it's Batla Barov, like Mim Bimino. But the Hagos Sharidura, the Maharai, Baal Tshuva Sadeshin says, no, it's Daraisa. Apparently he holds, it is possible to find it somehow or other, it's not Batla Midaraisa. We don't pass like him, we pass like the Placey. Fine. You mentioned that the same Mechama Megillah Sefer points out, in today's world, there are advanced laboratories that can do chemical separation. So you can assume that no matter what trick in the book you have, you can separate it. So we can kiss Pitla Mishisha goodbye. Because you know it's some use of kind of a laboratory. And we have Simon Kuf Dalid Sif Aleph. There it talks about Sugi Masechta Avodah Zarah. Kuf Dalet Sif Aleph. Achbara, gross. Okay? So, this case, or that case, the other case, the certain Yochel the Sanano, then should be the San in it. Okay? And, yeah. So, what's the din in that situation? You have to strain it. Is it the Raisa or the Rabbanan? Dake Moshe, again, a 30th of Etar. It's a Yesh Lamatirin. The Shitosu again. And the Ramah quotes this, quotes the Dake Moshe. So therefore, it began an impression that we Ashkenazim, these follow the Ramah. And therefore, we pass like the crazy of Placey. So it would seem. It's interesting. I run into one of my favorite mechaber to argue with him. I feel so terrible. The Bari HaShulchan. He says, Fakert, right over here in Simon Kuf Dalin, he quotes two sources. One is the Tshuvas Maril. The way he quotes the Tshuvas Maril, the way he quotes it, again, HaChadosh is Simon Pei. He says, Kosh Yoch Levar Yisra B'toch HaHeter HaPetorach Merubo Chayv U'Bekach B'chayagav N'Lachoshev Taruvas Klal. In other words, what's he saying? Had it been considered a taruvis, and you say it's double shesh lamatir, it's ein lamatir, it's a tircha. But it's worse than that. It's worse than that. It's not a taruvis. Those words do not appear in the maril. Proof that the maril didn't hold away from the very next line in Bari HaShulchan. The first wide line on page Reish Lamed Aleph. The Rav Benek Abayis, who says, argues with the Rashba. You have one pot which absorbs trade mixed into many pots. And the Ra'ah says, no, you can't rely on a rove, because you can just kasher all the pots. Adka. However, the Maril on that very case calls the case of the pots a what? Dover Shesh Lamatir, and it's in Peizai. It's how my book in Gantz Maril HaChadoshes. Let's look at the footnotes. They said, look at Pei Zion. Look there. You see, the very case that the Bari HaShulchan is trying to prove his point from, he says it's only Dabashe Shem Matirin. And what about that point itself? The Ra'ah. So my first response is, who cares what the Ra'ah says? We pass like the Rashi. That it's not considered to be a Dabashe Shem Matirin, and therefore you don't have to cash all the pots. So what do you want? Comes up with a whopper Kiddush. Says, even the Rashba only argues for a totally different reason. What's a totally different reason? This is false. He says, what's a typical situation you have to make sure to get rid of the Yisr? Where you can separate the Yisr from the Heter. Here, it's impossible to separate the Yisr from the Heter. Why? If you do Hagala, ain't, I'm quoting now, ain't our front as Yisr min Heter.
Because
He doesn't say there are. So my answer to him was no. There, you're technically you're right, but lemaisa you're wrong. Why? Because taking the contents of the pot where it's relevant to us, we can't use the pot anymore, and pouring it into the sewer, because the water hagala was going to the sewer, that's considered afrod. It's not afrod of iser from heter. It's afrod from iser where it bothers us to iser where it doesn't bother us. And that's why I think that both the ra'ah and the rashba hold that smara. Therefore, they're fighting on a much higher level. The ra'ah may hold the shalav of the rice, not considered to be taruvus, and the rashba says no, it's considered a taruvus, not yeshal material, because of the hot sauce. And yes, the ma'aril and the hot sauce are insignificant. Maybe the ma'aril will hold, it's only hot sauce, which is a problem. Now the rashba does use the word hot sauce. Makes not enough hot sauce, heat up water, it costs too much money. But there's also something which we did not discuss sufficiently last time, which I want to bring up right now, so I don't want to forget. And that is, I kept saying, tircha not sauce. Right? I kept saying tircha. Ever have the Shulchan Aruch here, please? You have the Shulchan Aruch? Open to the pre-chadosh. That's where you find the word tircha explicitly. Pre-chadosh, which we didn't see last time.
That
just sort of assuming.
The
pre-chadosh is found in Siman Kuv Beis Sivkot Lches. Kuv Beis is a siman about he'll say, well, I'm going ahead of myself. You have to know it now. Because you know my fixation. Books. So it's going to come up in the book situation too. Let's see it right now before we forget. Is that our case? Kli shenesa v'bliyasa isa shenesara v'acheir botel b'rov not yesh l'matirin. Ramah what's Kayotze Bezer? What is Kayotze Bezer? Dear Ramah, what's Kayotze Bezer mean? Well, Ramah doesn't talk in abstractions. What is Kayotze Bezer? They have to melt your souls. What's Kayotze Bezer? What are the Mefarshim say on Kayotze Bezer? Nothing. Zero. I'm looking on the side, I'm a big Shulchan Aruch. Nothing. There's so many things. There's Allah's, Gibel's, Dalas, everything. Zip, zero, zilch. Zero. Absolute zero. Okay. I open up the Sefer Bari HaShulchan. One more time. Pre-Chodesh is in Kuv Beis Sivkot Lches.
Where's
the
best?
Pretty big.
Let's start from the beginning. Just be patient. Start from the beginning. Okay. So here in the Sefer Bari HaShulchan, on those words, Hekoyotze Bezeh, he also is total silence, radio silence. Nothing. Nothing. But elsewhere, he tells you to look in the this pre-Chadosh, where he says that not only are Otzos an issue, but so is Tircha. Of course, you have to see how you define Tircha. How is Tircha defined? Let's take a look and see how Tircha is defined. It's in here somewhere. We'll look at the original source in the Pre-Chadosh. What does he say? The Perek Beis the Bikurim. What is it, Bikurim now? Okay, I guess we have to learn Bikurim. Mishnah of Tanan. Hachuma of Bikurim Asurim Lazarim. For only Biechel Emeah. Mashiach Ebe Meisah. Hamaisa bikurim asur the kolshim lechol yishalayim. We do lay an asur lechol yishalayim. So we bema. So he quotes the Rav. Asur and kolshim lechol yishalayim. So the lomah shemaisa sheni bikurim this arva bechul and also mataru vasan bekolshim and all the bechad of meya. Dafka shen asarva beolshim besochi yishalayim. Yesh la matirin. Yochal lechol atarov es kula bemkoma. Aber this arva bechulin. Chutzi yishalayim. And an Austrian Bechol Shu Hov Yeshal Torah La'alosan lo mikri davar shesh lo matirin. That's it. Here's the source. The source is a Mishnah in Bikurim. Not only just a Mishnah Bikurim, it's also a Rambam. Skip down a lot. Quotes the Rambam, Hilchos Maisa Sheni, Pengvav Halacha, Halacha Yudalit, Peres Maisa Shetar, Peres Chul, Yochal Akol Betar, Bemokal, O Yiftes HaMaisa, Leficha Nisabim Yushalayim Asurim Bekol Shein, Femina, Hoel, Hu Yushalayim, Tome Shesha Matirim, Yochal Akol Betar. Okay. Okay. Fine. There's a problem. Another problem. Why? Only Rishalayim. It's another Rambam. Halacha Tazayim. Ma'isa Sheni Batal Barov. Beza Ma'isa Amar Ma'isa Shenichas Yerushalayim V'yotza V'naflu Mechitzas. Shere'ein Shem Mechitzas La'avziru L'sham. V'yashal Evdoso V'yachash Nichnas. Says the Prichosh. Tavo Shen Shem Mechitzas. Fell down. Ho'mika Mechitzas. Lobotu beruba, umatrachin alei liyului lirich litamon. Amachutz Yerushalayim nami b'kadav shesha matirin. Tirchalav milsa is garnished. Korot zor lachalik, ben rochem Yerushalayim harbe, le rochem mat b'kud kasivna. Depends on who the tircha is. It's, so you just walk one foot out of Yerushalayim, and I can go right back if he wants. It takes a minute to go back, a second. I don't know how many steps. Doesn't have any steps out of Yerushalayim. It's considered a big Torah. What's considered to be a little Torah. He doesn't spell it out.
Doesn't it have both of them?
I'm sorry.
Doesn't the pasuk have both that you're talking about, and also if you have a lot, Rachok, and you don't
want to. Rachok is considered to be a Torah Gedolah. If it's not Rachok, if I understood it correctly, a lashon of the earlier, who he says. He says as follows. Oh. The Gemara has in Bava Metzia, quoted earlier, Nichas Yerushalayim Yotza, bring it back, says Tosfos. By Eimah Shavu Pruta, we didn't ask. I have a Rocha of Yerushalayim Harbe, or Miki Bahachi, Ein La Matirin. Here, Nichas. Yotze Masha de Afilo Yotze the Psia Achas. The Furisha Tarsis in Bava Metzia, Daf Nun Gimel. That's exactly what we just said. See that the Rambam is a big tircha versus a small tircha. Beautiful. This is his own Kuda. Now he doesn't define how much Harbe is. Psia Achas is not called Harbe. That's all we know. Shtei Psias, do I get three? Doesn't say. Well, it's very, very important. Why? We're talking about bugs. If you reduce the bug situation from a situation of Doraisa, as it might be according to the Gilgamesh Maharsha, and you reduce it to a Rabbana situation, a kind of a Dabba Shesh Matirin, if it's a Tircha Harbe, then you don't even have to go under the Tircha. Right? That's very significant. It's Rechonish Torah. We didn't discuss it last time, so. I told you we do Chazara, there's always once in a while something new. Ein Beis Medrash Bel Chiddush. This we didn't see last time around. A very important source here in the pre Chodesh. Okay.
Maybe.
Yes, sir.
Is the fact that there's a Pidyon by Menser Sheni?
Right. That's the Yeshua material.
That's why it's a difference.
Either be pulled it or bring it to Yerushalayim. There are two ways to be matter it, even if it's Menser Sheni. Okay. Fine. Fine. It's interesting. Is Bedikas Talon considered a tircha? So no problem. What kind of tircha? Well, let me tell you a maramakum, which is not politically correct maramakum, but I'll tell you anyway. The shach in Simit Pei Dallas and Kot Lam and Hay quotes a marshal that a woman is not credible in checking Talon. Of course, today it's fakert. Why? Bibdika Shesh Batorach Diatzlonios. Whoa. Whoa. Rambam disagrees.
Stand, that's fine, right?
Rava disagrees. Why disagree? Lo is chazik yisura, as opposed to simul kuf chav zayin. Also, other tzadim harba lahakal over here. Writes the Rama. So it comes out that there's room to be. They're all saying it's a big tircha. Big tircha. In some cases, you don't have to do it at all. But not, yeah, yeah, I was not asked by the Tamina to discuss yet. Miyuta matzu, ena matzu. So that was not the vote, Michael, so I didn't have discussed it yet. So you'll tell me what the vote says next week. Okay. Next week's election day. So some parts of the world. So we'll postpone the discussion until next week. Fine. But this is, of course, very, very relevant, this whole discussion is in the Daraisa or the Rabbanan, for all of our significant cases. So there are a few Aruch HaShulchan, there are three to be precise. In two places, it's a very big makom. One's the case of the eggs, simul kuf. When they say eggs, there could be a question of beria. So yes, what's the case? How can it be? How can that be? The Gemara doesn't have that case. I mean, just check it out. Just look through the eggs. Well, the answer, it's too much of a hassle to look through the eggs. Too much of a hassle. I mean, it should be the rice. Look through the eggs. No. The same are shown by bugs. It's not happy when people call people avrayonim for not checking for bugs. Hashem is not happy, says the Aruch HaShulchan. He says again, once again, you know, it's almost impossible to check. I mean, it's possible. Too much of a tirchi, not required. It wasn't be a chen of matzah. That contrast with the Aruch HaShulchan doesn't like the placing. We just put in water. What does he hold? You're like, yeah. You put in water, that's no tirchi. Just put in some water. That's the Aruch HaShulchan cheetah, which we always are Aruch HaShulchan fans. Yeah. The place is exactly the reverse. He seems to be the biggest maker over here by the fat, and he doesn't like the cool that comes to the bugs. So they call for the Chok Masada, but distinguishing Lach Balach and Yavish B'Yavish, we discuss whether it's a halachic distinction or just a physical distinction. Here, right now, the fat is simply invisible. This, you can use a trick to get rid of it with water. There, the bug is theoretically visible. Check hard enough. That's the place, he says. We had mentioned that if you're looking, I'll give you this quote if you reported about it, I showed it already today. If you did, it's in Simon Kuf. I believe it's in Kutten Mem Dalet.
Hey.
Yes?
Placing that Khashoggin are also arguing about what, if it's Tircha.
That could be. So Gimel, Tere Shal Morav Shenafel Bav Shamberia, Fener Da Oser Akol, the Rashi the Tshuva. Oh, okay, that Rashi we'll see quoted a little later on. So he says over here, what's the case? You can't be misanin it. Either Morav Av, or Shamberia Ktana Biyoser Biyoveres Da Nikme Hamisanenis. So that earlier comes in Prima Garden. So he asked an interesting question. What do you mean? You can find another Misanenis. Shouldn't be considered a Tyrovis at all. Find a better strainer. Should we know beat the Raisa? Sarachian. What do we answer? Namukhiv to go purchase this expensive expensive or complex kind of a situation to filter it out. I mentioned that you have chem lamps today, so you can't go with that mahalach. What about this Rashba that he's quoting over here? Take a look at the Shach here in Simon Kuf quotes the Rashba. It's very important.
On Shabbos, when you can't do these methods of like straining things out,
or has it become
filter? Because the
Yafshar,
there's no
matter anymore. You want to know you're allowed to strain your water on Shabbos? Is that your question?
I'm straining the soup for looking for the barrier.
You're saying since it's after Shabbos, you can check for it. That's still not Terim.
No, that would be a problem. Just rain, soup, and bugs on Shabbos would be a problem.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So therefore, there's no matir, but therefore the matir just comes after Shabbos with the strain.
Yeah, wait till wait after Shabbos. So that wouldn't help. That wouldn't help. No, that wouldn't help. So, so the question becomes, Kuf Dalet, the very end of Sikkatan Beis in the Shach, called the Chuvah Sarajma. That's quite spoiled in Sif Gimel in the Mechaber. Kederet Shalvarab Shenafel is Hofer Yitush Shenechtach Mimena Averil, Afil Shleiman Vizras Kasan Beria, Havit Yishari Yisiru Betelo. Finish, it's bottle. Halma Koshiev Shlusanano, it's bottle. It's Poshup Shai's Matter, the soup. What do you see from here? It sounds, you know, like the Sfar we keep saying. You can't check it out. It's difficult to check it out. It's going to be mutter, but it's not considered the Yeshua Matir in these kinds of cases. And it's considered to be a Tarovis. The postal to say it's not considered to be a Tarovis at all. At all. The Chazanish read the Rashba differently. He wanted to say he's only mutter the pot as opposed to the show, not the soup. Poshup Shah, we read it, it's not that way. Not that way. Shah is that he's matir the soup and not just the the pot. That's the way I think that's the way I read it. And the Chazish, the Taz, is like the Mechaber against the Ramah. Arguing the Taz holds differently. It's only talking about against where you can see it, you can't remove it, like the Chema. Not going into that detail right now. Bottom line, therefore, is as follows. You have situations where there are black dots. What are they? So one of the svarim we saw said, it's mutter. You know why? After you wash away all the black dots and put them in a pile, you still don't know what it is. Is it a bug or is it a just piece of dirt? So I was not happy with that svara, but that's the Bnei Shulchan svara, right? But I thought that would not really work. I thought that would, if you're taking it from a place where it's harmful, a place where it's harmless. But we lack the Rabbi Vosman svara, the Sheva Alevi, as you can't tell the difference. It's not Nikola Ayin. Ah, you see a black dot. The black dot is nothing. There are zillions of black dots. Add to the fact that who says any of the black dots are bugs. It's only a suffix. The suffix of Shlomo Zalman says he's considered to be a misasik. And to go further than that, we had the case of the Ben Avraham, where you have things which were swimming in the water and they were noticeable, but then they got moved to a different location where they were dead and no longer noticeable. You can't see them. That's like the copepods of New York City water. So there's a discussion whether that's considered the Eshna. It's considered Usr or Mutter. There Ben Avraham suggested it's Usr, and the Dark Achievement said we hold it's Mutter. But I thought that's only true if you know for a fact that it's there. But as we know from the experts, any given cup of water, you don't know for sure there could be no bugs there. That's what Rabbi Belskizal said. This is some of the svaras that we suggested in the Sugya of B'dikas Taloyim, but we'll discuss later. Chiyuv Bedika in the short term and the long term, depending on election day. 12 o'clock, we try to talk about Chumash a little bit. Okay, so we didn't get to the bones. The bones may believe that next Thursday, Chazal. Okay. The Pashas Ki Seitzei. How should we say it? The Bale Drush worked overtime on the very first Pasuk.
What are you going to use the projector?
Why not? I don't know. Let's just start talk plain. The first passage reads as follows. He says, Tehillim el-chamo le-vecha. L'sama Hashem el-kechav yodecha v'shavisa shivya. We heard it already three times. We heard it this morning, because we already got a Shabbos the fourth time. So, all the Bali Musa say, let's just discussing a military foe. We're discussing the Yetzirah, which is our biggest enemy of all. He's an implacable, relentless foe. And how should we say it? An omnipresent foe. He's everywhere. No strainer will get him out. Can't hear the Yetzirah. So, says the Shalom HaKadosh. He says, you have to seize the initiative and go fight the Yetzirah. If so, Shavisa Shivya. Shavisa Shivya is an unbelievable idea. You can gain from the Yetzirah. The Chazal say in the Medrash Rabba in Bereshis, Ve'alakim as Kalasharasim in a Tov Ode. Tov, the Yetzirah Tov. Ma'od, believe it or not, the Yetzirah. What? What did he say? That the Yetzirah is told Ma'od? Are you kidding? Well, we all know, we have the Yetzirah. It gets us to do many things. The Yetzirah told maybe we'll not be able to get us to do. You know? Because once spoken to see him. And they'll honor rots and behem rots. You see people are running sometimes to get somewhere. I'll give an example. There's some major sporting event. People are running to the stadium, you know, either get their tickets if they get in, because they don't want to miss a second. They have to run, maybe have to run to the TV screen, you don't want to miss a... You got to run! I don't think you run that fast to the base manager in the morning. I just don't usually see it. On the run, the name runs. The Yetzirah is stronger than the Yetzirah Tov. This we all know. You get to the run, but if you're doing a good thing, you're not running so fast. Shavisa Shivya means you take the booty of your encounter with Yetzirah and use it for Tov. Sublimate the Yetzirah. What does it want to say? Barasti Yetzirah, or Barasti Torah what? Tavlin. We're learning about Tavlin now, and we just learned about it in the Shach and the Siman Tzadikas. Tavlin is a spice. We want to spice up the Yetzirah. What? The answer is yes. You don't want to eliminate the Yetzirah. You want to spice it up. Why? The Gemara has in the Sechta Brachos. A person is tempted by the Yetzirah. Yasek v'tolim. Doesn't work. Yikra Krishna. Doesn't work. Yaskalo. Yom HaMisa. The obvious question is, hey, why bother the first two? Well, the answer was the most potent, the most powerful. My answer goes back to a medical example. Every medicine, the more powerful it gets, the more side effects it has. The guy, every day, to get out of the Yetzirah, after thinking about dying, he becomes depressed. That's only a last resort. You try to get the medicine which is less potent, which has less, fewer side effects. The best one is Torah. Torah is the tavlin for the Yetzirah. What it means? It sublimates it. It spices it up. To be used for good, not for bad. B'shavisa shivyo. Tumayatan yuma. The guy that's tshuva mi'ava. Nas alas donos kizochios. Can you imagine that? All the bad things become good. Why do they become good? Because now you're going to use those experiences for the good. If I could do this, how should I say it? If I could pull an all-nighter from the Yetzirah, do it for learning too. I'll tell you one story. This story is not believable. I was at Tom in the Caribbean. This story is over 50 years old. There was one chevroman who had a girlfriend. Okay, you know, these guys. And his girlfriend lived in somewhere in Tel Aviv. He's a Tom in the Caribbean. So I bought his Shabbos. He got on his tustus, a little kind of motorbike, motorcycle, whatever they call it, and hang out with his girlfriend. And come back, time for Shachris. And somehow or other, I don't know how, he stayed up the whole, must have taken a long nap, from the stayed up the whole chakras, the whole morning, he stayed up the whole shiur, then he went to sleep. The Rosh Yeshiva knew what was going on. He figured the guy out. This guy, he's going to be something. Because he gets a Yetzirah to get a Yetzirah Tov. This guy can pull all nighters to learn to become a God of Yisrael. That's a true story.
And you followed up with that?
Did I follow up? I don't know. I can't answer. I don't know. So Meshavisa Shivya. Take on the Yetzirah Hara. Don't try to kill it. No, it's Tov Ma'od. Use it for good things. You know, the biggest Yetzirah Hara is the Yitzhak Darayas. The biggest one. The guy had a girlfriend. I'm sure he didn't do anything wrong. Chalila, but you know, I'd be his girlfriend. So Chazal wanted to cut out the Yetzirah Hara for Darayas. They actually succeeded for 3 days. Famous Gemara. They got rid of the Yetzirah Hara Zara. They got a bit of Darayas. The whole world stopped working, says the Gemara. Couldn't get a fresh egg for 3 days. The systems are all tied in together. They had to ask back for the Yetzer Hara. Can you imagine that? Ask for it back. Because, how do they say it in other parts of the world? Love makes the world go round. Yeah, it happened. They asked the Rabbanu Shalom to please only have this Yetzer Hara for permissible relationships, only for your wife, husband. The Rabbanu Shalom said, that kind of deal I'm not ready to make. You're being sewed with a surgical knife. I'll do you one favor, he told Chacham Yisrael. We'll get rid of the Yetzirah for incestual relationships. These days, they'll make a little comeback now, but it's basically been killed, and that used to be a big-time thing, Oedipus Kappa, going on in ancient times. All right, good. Use it for good things. Use it to get married. I think more has. If not the Yetzirah, a person will never get married. That's what it says in the Chazal. It's not bad, intrinsically. It could be used for bad, it could be used for good. Use it for good. But Shavisa should have to get initiative. Use it for good. That's the Shalah HaKadosh. But there are two additional, we'll call them Hasidic interpretations, from a grandfather and a grandson. And they both contrast this pasuk we just read this morning to a different pasuk. We read Parsha as Baal Oscha. Yichisavo mechava bi'artzchem ala tzara toresen tariyosem lechatzotzos. There's no guy, he said so, snap, here you're in crisis. You're in crisis. If you dive into HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he will save you from your crisis. What's the difference between the Pasuk of Balos and the Pasuk of Kisetsa? So, the Kotzka says as follows. Who seizes the initiative? In our case, he say tell mechamavecha on enemy turf, mechemes reshus. They go out beyond the borders of Eretz Yisrael. I'm on the offensive. If it goes well, it goes well quickly. Other case, he says, "Oh, mechamavecha, you're attacked by an enemy. He crossed the enemy lines. That's causing you tzaras. That's a churban." That you have to daven all your might, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will save you. Just to give a historical precedent, the two major wars in Eretz Yisrael, not discussing what's happened since then, the war that I lived through, Six-Day War, the tension was unbelievable before the war. Anyone who was around that time was, I guess you can say it now, I don't know if Israel's ever admitted to it, but after 3 weeks of being in a stranglehold, they sent the Air Force below the radar, literally. They destroyed the whole Egyptian Air Force on the ground. And then, boom, then the tanks went in. We took the initiative. In 6 days, we counted hundreds of casualties. Not every one of the old mullet. But in 6 days, with incredible results. We went in 6 days. I mean, it was 3 days. To the Suez Canal, to the Jordan River. This we mapped up, we went to the Golan before the UN all of a sudden woke up and started a ceasefire. I'm going to that story now. But it happened 6 years later. Yom Kippur was a disaster. A churban, they lost thousands of people because the enemy attacked us, broke through our lines. We thought the same strategy would work, but the planes didn't work. A churban. For Nashat Me'avechem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu helped us save us from the onslaught. So the best way, says the Kotzker, don't let the Yetzer Hara in. Once he gets in, hard to get him out. Kotzka had a son-in-law, Abner Nezer. What a son, the Shem Yishmur. A real Rebbe Sheinigal. There's an Einigal, the Kotzka has a different shot. He states that it's Losh Yochit. You do it together. You fight it together. Yishara B'lei L'chor. They were to fight the enemy. There was no casualty, even in Achav's time. But there, Artzachem, Tzarazreshem, you're divided. You're divided, no matter how good you are, tzaddikim you are, doesn't work. David HaMelech's forces at Dulturim, they had casualties. So in our relative battles against the Yetzirah, we have to work together as well. We have to have strategies, how to work together. Let's give one example, just one example today. The other Yetzirahs are old. Arias Yetzirah is, as such, is old. And the eating too much is old. Yeah, it's all old. But the new one is a new technology. That's new. Relatively new. These Yetzirahs are relatively new. Where the Yetzirah comes right into your living room. So one strategy, I guess, with Chassidim, is the principle is to follow the Kotzka. No internet. No internet. Don't let it in. Once it's in your house, you're finished. That was for those who know the city field a number of years ago. No internet, ban the internet. It was sponsored by the Chassidim primarily, you know, some of the yeshivishes, ban the internet. But it doesn't work. I mean, maybe it works in some place. I don't think it works by Chassidim either. But I know in Lakewood, with big sponsors, it didn't work. Because after the big speech, they took the Mashkiach around the car. And apparently, in some kind of gizmo, if you're within 100 yards of some Wi-Fi access, it comes up, right? There was one street in Lakewood which followed the ban. It doesn't work in Lakewood, it's not going to work in YU, that's for sure now. So the Kotzka doesn't work. So we have to use the other strategies. We have to plan together. Together. What are strategies? So there are a number of strategies I think everyone in this room should employ. One of them is filters. I know that they can circumvent it. I'm aware of that. But it helps. Maybe you can do it in a way that's a tirchah gadol to circumvent the filters. So now I'm making a double shehein lo matirin. You won't do it. And then even better than the filters are things like monitoring, guard your eyes, or the like. If whatever's on your screen, someone can see. It's helpful. These are new Yetzirahs, and you need new strategies, and you need achdus to get together to employ the new strategies to avoid it. These temptations start at a very young age. I know how old you people are. It starts at age 12. I know this case of a person was addicted to pornography at age 12 in a rabbi's house. Because I always say the youngsters have an advantage over the old. The rabbi's a chosh of the rabbi. It was flying. You didn't grow up with this kind of gizmos. Under his own nose. And we get married and prompt in the marriage. I've seen marriages break up over internet pornography. Yes. People who have the first name rabbi, yes, I presided over the breakup. I have at least two other rabbis that had this problem. We got them out of it. Either with the word first name rabbi. I've had misters also. And the woman doesn't trust her husband anymore because he's, the time is up to go into the pratim. We have to have strategies to overcome our various yetzirahs, and we can do it. We take initiative, Kadosh Baruch Hu helps us out, and Bola Tam assign us. We keep certain Yetzirahs out completely. It's the best thing. How does the new Yetzirah? It's called juuling. Is that the right word? Vaping? I spoke yesterday, so I disappeared for a few minutes yesterday, and with this, I had to speak in Ramaz for September 11th. But I just spoke about to you before. I spoke last night in Pesach, for middle school. Emails and devices and stuff. After I spoke to Ramaz about my involvement in the Agunas of 9/11, the head of school got up and spoke. A Brit, never met him before. Mistis, his friends are not rabbi. He suddenly starts talking about the people who never have cancer now because they were so involved in the as first responders, you know, for an extended, they didn't realize how bad it was. He says, they're doing it then, and the people are doing it now. They're juuling, they're vaping, they're killing themselves. I heard the radio just now. They want to pass legislation. It's people are killing themselves. Oh, this is safer than cigarettes. It's not safe. Rabbi Daniel Stein of Ayeshi wrote a beautiful thing last year. I told him to write it, print it, and he put it in like a Torah, whatever it is. Read it, it's dangerous. Some Yetzirah, cigarettes, drugs, vaping, do like the Kotzker. Not even once. Don't let it in. Internet, I'm sure you guys all have it. You can't follow the Kotzker over there. So follow his grandson, the Shalom, his grandson, the Shem Shmuel, and the Shalom, got together, figure out strategy, you have to reinvent the wheel with the various strategy, with the monitoring, and with the filtering, and with Yirah Shamayim, which is really the only way it really works, should be Zoche, to overcome the Eitz Hara, Amen.
Well.